Viking dragons and their eggs. The venomous Vorpant. This bright yellow nanodragon carries poison in both the glands in its neck and also its tail. The sting of a venomous Vorpant is absolutely always fatal. Close relative, the sand rattler. Statistics. Colours, bright yellow. Armed with, deadly venom, score 15. Poison, see above, score 15. Size, teeny weeny. Fear and fight factor, do not tread on this animal, score 15. Total score, 45. This particular Vorpant had crawled out of Hiccup's pocket, had a long, slow look around the basket while everyone was relaxing, and then begun to climb up Fishleg's trouser leg. Fishleg's only noticed it when it began to walk across his hand, and then he let out a scream and flicked his hand so that the Vorpant sailed upwards and the immensely pointy sting in his tail tore a great rip in the surface of the balloon. The descent then became a bit more rapid. Stoic the Vast and big-boobied Bertha jumped apart and the basket of the balloon crashed onto the deck between them. The balloon itself became entangled in the sails of the blue whale. There was an astonished silence. And then, one by one, the sad Gronkle, Toothless, Kamikaze, Fishlegs and Hiccup came crawling out of the tipped-over basket. Great were the celebrations in the Hooligan and Bog Burglar tribes when they realised their heirs had been returned to them unharmed. The battle songs being beaten out on the war drums turned to songs of triumph. The two great snaky lines of warships rang out with cheers, and the warriors fired their arrows into the air in their joy. Which, incidentally, is not to be recommended. Someone could take their eye out doing that. But Hooligans and Bog Burglars were not known for their common sense. Stoic hugged his son and said no words. But Hiccup knew what he meant. "Stoic!" Big boobied Bertha said at last, as she lifted her daughter onto her mighty shoulders in triumph. "By way of an apology, I would like to give you a little gift." Big boobied Bertha clapped her hands, and one of her warriors brought forward a gigantic shield.
"Waistline of wooden," exclaimed Fishlegs, staring down at the shield. "You realise what this is, don't you? It's only the shield of Grimbeard the Ghastly."
It was indeed Grimbeard the Ghastly's famous shield, taken in battle by the Bog Burglars many years before and held by the tribe as a trophy ever since. Perfectly round, in the centre, was a skull crowned by seaweed, around which waves and dragons chased each other in an endless circle. Snotlout's eyes gleamed. Snotlout was feeling extremely put out. Here was Hiccup turning up yet again, not dead, not drowned, and not eaten by sharkworms, and it didn't look like there was going to be a fight after all. But now he saw he could prove he was destined to be chief, not Hiccup.